أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين يكفرون بآيات الله ويقتلون النبيين بغير حق ويقتلون الذين يأمرون بالقسط من الناس فبشرهم بعذاب أليم. In the previous ayats, Allah's direct address was towards the Christians of Najran, who had come to debate with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. In this ayat now, and in the previous ayats, Allah referred then to the Jews and the Christians also. Yeah, in this ayat, reference is made directly to the Jews. And as we have mentioned many times, all this is mentioned in the Quran Sharif, where it refers to the Jews, but why it is in the Quran Sharif, the Jews are not going to read the Quran Sharif. We, the Muslims, are going to read. So we must understand that these people are our enemies and we should not befriend them and we should not follow in their ways. And more than that, that we should not make the mistakes they made. Just like somebody advising his son, his student, his murid, and he says, see, those people, they did this, this is what happened to them. Why is telling them? So that you don't do those things. You watch yourself and you don't fall in that same trap. So Allah Ta'ala is warning us here that we must not fall in the trap what the Jews had fallen in. And so Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ. جو لوگ انکار کرتے ہیں اللہ کی حکموں کا. Those people who deny the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. And primarily in them are the Jews. Though today we even speak of Orthodox Jews. And we say that practicing Jews who are practicing on their religion, but they are practicing completely the wrong religion. They have changed their Torah also, just like the Christians have changed their Injil. And if they are devoted also, they are devoted to the wrong practice. Not the original Torah and Injil, not what Isa a.s. and Musa a.s. taught them. But they made their own religion. And this also Allah warns us that we must not fall in that trap. That we don't follow what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us, but the name of Islam we keep and we make our own new religion. And we follow that new religion like the Jews and the Christians have done. So the Christians, the Jews also, they have denied the clear ayats of Allah Ta'ala. Though they may be called Orthodox Jews, though they may be called practicing Jews, but they are not practicing on the teachings of Allah Ta'ala, the teachings of the Torah, and the teachings of Musa a.s. Their own man gharat, what they have made from their own side, they are following that. So Allah refers to them and says that they have denied the ayats of Allah Ta'ala. And in consequence of that, وَيَقْتُلُونَ النَّبِيِّينَ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍ. Or قَتَلْ كَرْتَهِ پَيَغَمْبَرُكُمْ نَا حَقٍ. And they kill the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam without reason. There can be no reason for killing a Nabi. A Nabi, a man who has come from Allah. And what the qualities which Allah blesses the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. It can't be, there can be any reason. But Allah increases the word that without reason, to make the crime even more clear. What a terrible crime. If you kill somebody because he did something wrong to you, whatever wrong he did and you killed him, but without reason you kill him. That is much more worse. And there can be no reason for killing a Nabi. Why Allah said without reason is to make that crime more clear that what a serious crime. So, and it is narrated, Hazrat Abu Ubaidah radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with regard to this ayat and this killing of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, what is referred to here? Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, one morning, the early part of the morning, the Jews had killed 43 Anbiya. At that time, there wasn't only one Nabi at a time, but different places there were different Anbiya, just like we have Fatima in different places. That time, Anbiya were in different places to call people towards Deen, to call them towards Allah Ta'ala. The beginning part of the day, the early morning, what we call Ishraq time, they killed 43 Anbiya. وَيَقْتُلُونَ الَّذِينَ يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْقِسْطِ مِنَ النَّاسِ اور قتل کرتے ان کو جو حکم کرتے ہیں انصاف کرنے کا لوگوں میں سے. And the Jews were such their nature that they killed even those people amongst the other people besides the Anbiya who commanded the right amongst the people, they killed those people also. And in that same hadith, Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when they killed 43 Anbiya in the morning part of the day, then the early part of the day, 170 people stood up opposing them, that what you have done is completely wrong. How can you kill the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam? They opposed them. By the end of the day, they killed that 170 also. So the Allah refers to the morning part, they killed the Anbiya, 43, and later in the day, 170 of the righteous and pious people amongst them, who were the true followers of Musa alayhi salam, they killed them also. In consequence to that, Allah Ta'ala says, فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. So خُشْخَبْرِ سُنَادِ اُنْكُو عَذَابْ دَرْنَاكِ. So give them the glad, the good news of a painful punishment. This is a proverbial that you say, take the good news when you are giving something very bad news. It is to let that person realize the evil of that even more. It isn't any good news. If you give them good news of Jannah, forgiveness of Allah, that is good news. But Allah is calling this painful punishment good news. That it hurts a person even more that you are told that take this good news of your terrible punishment. Now Allah Ta'ala said, because they killed the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam and the righteous people, so Allah had given them this severe punishment. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ حَبِطَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Yahi hai jinki mehnat zai hui dunya mein aur aakhirat mein. These are those very people whose good actions have been destroyed in dunya and aakhirat. Yeah, that is for killing the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the people who came only for the benefit of mankind, to come and invite them to righteousness, to show them the right path, and to kill such people, so their amal became haq, became destroyed. Whatever good deeds, and this is a case that we should take a lesson from us, from also that there are many gunas that we do is a guna. But there are other gunas that destroy our good deeds. Just like good deeds, Allah forgives sins by them. Then there are certain gunas by which our good deeds are also cancelled and they are destroyed. So this killing of the righteous people, whether they be the Anbiya or whether they be the followers of the Anbiya, whoever opposes such people, their good deeds are also destroyed by them. وَمَا لَهُمْ مِنْ نَاصِرِينَ اور کوئی نہیں ان کا مددگار. And they will find that they have no helper whatsoever. The punishment of killing the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam was that they will get a painful punishment. And the killing of the righteous people who were the ulama, the salaha, the righteous, the pious people, they will have no helper whatsoever. So these are also, Allah refers to these terrible sins of opposing the man of righteousness. Today, unfortunately, anyone who tells us, even it is in us today, this warning is for us, for the Muslims, and in the Muslims, whoever of the ulama call us to righteousness, we become their enemies. Just because we love our sports, for example, we love our lifestyle, which is in conformity with the kuffar lifestyle. And then whoever speaks out against that, we hate those people. In fact, we should have loved those people that they have shown us the right path. But we learn to hate those people and we try and destroy them wherever we can, whether it's character assassination, whether if we can cause them any other type of harm, we try all that. This is a trait of the Jews. And Allah has warned us here in this Quran Sharif, and as we mentioned, the Jews are not going to read the Quran Sharif, by and large. There may be some who read it, maybe some read it for hidayat, but others who read it also try and find points against Islam. But who will read the Quran Sharif for hidayat are the Muslims. So they're saying, Allah has mentioned it here, so we take this lesson, that whoever calls us to righteousness towards Allah, towards Akhirat, we must not oppose those people. We must support those people. And those who call us to dunya, and ways of the kuffar, and lifestyle of the kuffar, those are the people we should keep our complete distance from such people. And Allah warns us that if we oppose these people, even our good actions will be destroyed. And Allah warns us that we will have no helper from any side to help us if we oppose such people. So a very great lesson is given here. Like in the rest of the Quran, we should take lessons and we should correct and make our lives accordingly and follow the teachings of the Quran Sharif, not what our mind tells us, not what the people are saying, not go with the flow, what all people are saying, but to go by what Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us. Wa akhiru da'wana.